I can just remember way back last May when I said goodbye to all of you and hoped that you were all going to have a grand time during the summer.
And here we are, back again.
And with all our old friends from last year, we have a lot of new friends in our radio class today.
Way back in 1939, when I was in first grade, I noticed as a little five-year-old that there was this radio on the teacher's desk. It was a Philco radio, and there were two batteries. The school had no electricity. Of course, nobody had electricity. I mean, electricity at home either. But at 9:30 in the morning, this radio became the center of the universe for all the kids in the school. Let's say it's about 25 after 9 on a Monday morning. And we are patiently waiting for the teacher, who was the only one who could touch the radio. No kid would dare go near the radio. She snaps on the radio, and there's a little static. And then promptly at 9:30, and I've never forgotten this, this voice, this deep voice comes on the air. This is WLBL of your state station in Auburndale, Wisconsin. And today we are once more featuring Ranger Mac with his special program on nature. Oh my gosh.
Hello, boys and girls. We're standing at the threshold of another year. Ranger Mac wishes that each day of the year ahead may bring you many and many fine, joyous things. That no matter what else goes on in the world, your days may be full of the joys that rightfully belong to the youth time of life.
And we all at the edge of our chairs are patiently listening for but a 15-minute program. That's all the longer it was. But it would be on every week. And Ranger Mac would tell us about things in nature that were new to us. I mean, we're farm kids. I mean, we pretty much thought we knew what nature was all about. We walked to school and back. We walked with our dads when we were hunting and fishing. But Ranger Mac would help us see something in nature that we didn't see. He also encouraged us to put together a conservation corner, a nature corner in our school. And we had a sandbox, and we would stuck little artificial trees in there, and we would bring little toy animals from home, and we would have our little nature center. My most wonderful memories go back when I was just a squatting little kid, listening to the radio, along with some 50,000 other little kids all over the state of Wisconsin, tied together by radio, because we clearly were isolated. I mean, we were out there in the boonies, clearly. And through radio now, we were brought together with a topic that was fantastic. Nature, my gosh, nature. Now, cynically, it was a break in what we were regularly doing. It was different. I mean, it really was different. And the idea that we were a part of something much bigger.
The Wisconsin School of the Air presents Journeys in Music Land with Professor E.B. Gordon.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. You know, something very nice has happened to us here at the radio station today. What do you suppose? We have 50 children from the Carter School up at Marcus Ann visiting us.
Well, Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, I don't know which day it was, but we would have, again, WLBL in Auburndale. Today we have an opportunity to once more participate with Pop Gordon, and the program is Let's Sing. Well, how preposterous to think about the fact that somebody in Madison, in a wee little studio with a pianist, would play songs that we in the little country schools all over Wisconsin, and I think beyond, had the opportunity to sing along with him. And can you imagine what it would have been like if you could have traveled from one school to another and hear, again, thousands of country kids all singing the same song at the very same time? I mean, when you think about that, it's quite amazing now, because we're talking about the 30s and the 40s and the idea of social networks. Nobody knew the language even at that time. So Professor Gordon did a wonderful thing. They were little song books that he would also send out. And then once a year, he invited representatives from each country school to come to Madison, go to the Stock Pavilion. And there would be several thousand kids sitting in the Stock Pavilion with a sawdust floor. And Prof. Gordon is on the stage and he's leading all of these kids in the songs that they had sung. And of course, now they're together doing it. And it was a poignant moment because now for the first time, the teacher, Pop Gordon, would have opportunity to see his students, and the students could see their teacher in person.
And that brings us to our little fun period for today. Well, now first, let's see if we have everything all ready. We want to have a large sheet of paper, just as large as you can get on your desk, and then to work with either crayons or watercolors. Since we have such a big sheet of paper, I want you to use every single bit of it. Make your drawing so big that you use up all of the space on the paper.
And then James Schwabach's program was Let's Draw. Now, this is almost absurd. How can you draw something when somebody is telling you something on the radio, for heaven's sakes? He had a wonderful approach to doing this. We all were taught, never, ever color outside of the lines. Oh, the teacher would say, now here's this thing to color, but don't go outside the line. And Jim Schwabach didn't give a rip about lines. Here's an example of what he would do. He would say, now today, put your heads down on your desks and just think about what I'm going to tell you now. Imagine that you are in an aeroplane, and that's how they pronounced it in those days, and you are flying from Wisconsin all the way to Norway, across the ocean, and you are arriving in a city called Bergen, and you get off the plane, and you find this mountain place, and you hear music. And the place is Edvard Grieg's place in Norway, the composer, the Norwegian composer. And at that moment, Jim Schwabach puts on the Victrola, the 78 record, one of Edvard Grieg's pieces. And the kids listen to this music, and he says, no, you're going down to his studio, you're going to meet Edvard Grieg, and you're hearing his music. I mean, we're thinking, whoa, what is this all about? And then he says, okay, turns off the music, lift up your heads, you've got a piece of paper in front of you now, draw what you just heard. That is the most creative thing I ever heard anybody do. Draw what you just heard. How do you draw music? But we all did. It broke so many rules. I'm sure the teacher was rolling her eyes, which is, don't worry about any lines, don't worry about anything. But draw what you heard. Oh my gosh. But Prof. Gordon and Schwabach, they introduced us to the arts in a way that we didn't even realize we were being introduced to the arts. And people criticized the country school for its lack of breadth in curriculum. And the School of the Air added a fantastic dimension to that breadth. And people say, well, all you studied in the country school was reading, writing, and arithmetic. We did study those, but we also studied geography, and we studied science, and we studied all kinds of things that went way beyond reading, writing, and arithmetic. And music, nature, and art were provided by WHA Radio. And I today am forever grateful that that happened.